Interns from the U.S. Army's 4th Psychological Operations Group, PSYOPS, were working in the news divisions at both CNN and National Public Radio last year. Both organizations say the interns were placed without the knowledge of senior news management, and they will no longer accept any PSYOPS interns. NPR's Brooke Gladstone has a report.
Last year, CNN played host to 5 interns from the PSYOPS group. NPR says its 3 PSYOP interns were employed as temporary administrative news interns, answering phones, filing scripts, copying and preparing program schedules. They each worked for a couple of months beginning in September 1998 and ending in May of last year. In a statement today, NPR President Kevin Close says that upon learning of the pre-existing relationship of the 3 interns to the U.S. Army, NPR News Management terminated acceptance of such interns in the future. Lieutenant Colonel Paul Mullen, deputy commander of the PSYOPS group, says the internships offered his soldiers the chance to gain some firsthand experience in the news business.
We asked to go with NPR and CNN because we wanted to get our broadcasters, our communication center operators, and our PSYOP soldiers an opportunity to work with the best and see how they do their news gathering and transmission of information so we can do better.
What PSYOPS does, according to Lieutenant Colonel Mullen, is to express the voice of America's military command abroad. He says it's used to inform American friends and mislead its enemies, as when in the Gulf War it sought to give Saddam Hussein an inaccurate sense of American troop movements. But PSYOPS is legally prohibited from manipulating the U.S. media.
I think the fact that both news outlets would accept interns from the military shows that the relationship between the news outlets and the military is too close.
Jim Narikas edits Extra, the newsletter of the liberal media watchdog group FAIR.
Particularly with CNN, who have had interns from the military, not from PSYOPS, but from other parts of the military for a long time now. A lot of their coverage has to do with getting into trouble spots, and it is a boon to them to have a friendly relationship with the military.
Does CNN go to hot spots? Absolutely.
Susan Binford is CNN's vice president for public relations.
But we are renowned for our independence, impartiality, and commitment to upholding the highest journalistic standards. We found it very inappropriate for PSYOPS personnel to be at CNN. They're not here now, and they never again will be at CNN.
I understand. I'm disappointed.
Lieutenant Colonel Paul Mullen.
They want to preclude the view that psychological operations could influence the U.S. press, which we certainly don't. We influence it as much as any interns would.
CNN dismissed its PSYOPS interns shortly after reports of their presence surfaced in a Dutch newspaper in February. If CNN's senior news managers were not aware of the situation, the interns' immediate supervisors were, according to an article by Max Robbins in this week's TV Guide. Robbins, whose column revealed that PSYOPS interns also had worked at NPR, wonders how the average news operation could overlook them.
We have a pretty active newsroom here. I don't know who everybody is, but you see some young person around. You say, hey, who's that? That's Joe. He's from PSYOPS. I think it would raise an eyebrow.
One NPR spokesman told Robbins that the interns did a fine job at NPR, but under no circumstances would they be back. Brooke Gladstone, NPR News, New York.